there are benefits, covenant benefits that belong to each one of us, that we need to use the full arsenal of God has given to us. We need to wear the full armor of God and not leave out one thing that God has given to us in prosperity.
Welcome to day 8 of another 10 Days of Prosperity. On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and her special guest, Pastor George Pearsons, encourage you to put your prosperity angels to work. Now, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We have Pastor George Pearsons here with us. And George and I are having a time of revelation together around the Word. And we're going to let you in on it. Hallelujah. Yesterday, we talked about the hundredfold return. And I had kind of just not thought about that in a long time. And I was so glad George stirred me up on it. Amen.
Well,
so welcome, George.
We're going to be stirred up on something else, too. This is day 8, everyone. Day 8 of another 10 days of prosperity.
Hallelujah.
And again, I want to remind you that we have all of our notes online. Go to kcm.org to the home page, and you can download those. I have a whole set of our notes from these broadcasts right here.
And George has so graciously said we could preach them if we wanted to.
You can preach them.
Ooh,
you
glory.
Can preach them to your family. You can preach them to your church. You can have your own 10 days of prosperity in your church.
That's
like we did at Eagle Mountain last year. We took the entire month of September and October, and we preached on prosperity throughout the whole month. And you know what? We had signs following.
Praise. And George and I would so appreciate it if you do that you send us a testimony of it. Because that would
be
a blessing to us to know that.
That would be wonderful.
To know that we ministered to you, to know that you took it and you shared it. Glory to God.
Well, you know, Gloria,
you know, let me just say this. Back there when we were here in Brother Hagin for the first time, Ken kind of, we listened to Brother Hagin until he started, he sounded like Brother Hagin. Before that, they didn't sound much alike. And we were out in the lobby, and there was this little kid, and we were, this was later at a, sometime later at a Full Gospel Businessmen's meeting in a big hotel, you know. And Brother Hagin was preaching inside, and Ken was standing out in the lobby. And they sounded so much alike, this little boy came up to him and said, "How can you be preaching in there when you're out here?" But, you know, we listened and we listened and we listened.
You did.
I'm telling you, we got it, too.
Well, here's one for you, Gloria. This is something that Billy Brim and Shelley shared with us. And there was a time at Kenneth Hagin Ministries where all the staff was talking about the fact that there's some guy down in Texas not only preaching Brother Hagin's messages, but he's using his same titles.
That's right.
And they were all concerned about it, that somebody down there stealing Brother Hagin's messages. So they finally went to Brother Hagin one day and said, "There's somebody down in Texas that's not only preaching your messages,
they told on Ken,
but they are using your titles." He said, "Well, it's about time somebody would do that."
So, isn't that a great story?
It's a wonderful story.
I mean, Ken just took them and preached them.
One day, Gloria, you called at our house. And you said, "George, is Terry there?" I said, "Yes, she is. Get her on the phone." Okay. And so you shared with us something that you had found that Brother Hagin had taught you. And it was a 3-point outline of how to believe God for finances.
You know, I don't remember that.
And
I'm so glad you're around to tell me what I did.
I actually have the original paper that I wrote it down on that you gave it to
me,
but I listed it on the notes here. And if you want to get these notes, you get these notes because everything is on here that we're talking about. But here's what you said.
I'm learning so much.
You said, "George and Terry, I found this 3-point outline that Brother Hagin gave us." She said, "You write this down." Because I believe at the time we were believing God over our house. We were believing God to get that house finished. So you gave the 3-point outline. And the point number one was claim what you need. Claim what you need. Point number two was declare this. Satan, get your hands off my money. And point number three was, ministering spirits, go and cause my money to come.
I remember that.
So we wrote that down.
I don't remember calling you, but I remember
you
this.
You called us. You were so excited about that, and we took it. I've got some other things you called us about, too, that maybe we'll talk about some other time. But you gave us that three-point outline, and today on the broadcast, what I'd like to do is I want to take point three, ministering spirits, go and cause my money to come. And I want us to talk about that. We're going to talk about putting our prosperity angels to work. And once again, I went back to your book. God's Will is Prosperity. This is their
mind. That book in those days cost $2.50. I see it on the front.
Look at that. That's right.
That's how old it is.
Now, you've got the latest edition of that here, but this one, anybody wants to buy it for $10,000, I'll sell it. No, maybe I won't. I'm going to keep my original book. But in your book, you have a chapter entitled, Are Angels at Work? And I just thought it would be important for us today to talk about that because if you remember, we read a word from the Lord that Kenneth gave about 2011. And this is the word that he gave at Sister Billy's meeting in Prayer Mountain of the Ozarks last year, the meeting there. And you'll see that in number five of your first point there. For all of you that will take my word and stand on it, saith the Lord, the kingdom is for you.
Praise
the
God.
Angels are for you, and all of heaven's reserves are at your call. Now, we talked about that already, about all of heaven's reserve, but we haven't talked about the angels. We haven't talked about the prosperity angels that belong to us. And you said something very important yesterday about how we let these things slip.
Yeah, we do.
And there are benefits, covenant benefits that belong to each one of us that we need to use the full arsenal of what God has given to us. We need to wear the full armor of God and not leave out one thing that God has given to us in prosperity.
And you know, you've really stirred me up on things this week that I preached.
Praise God. Well, the angels, and it's so good to talk about the angels every so often. We need to be stirred up about that.
That's right.
So I think we need to begin here at Hebrews chapter 1.
Okay.
Hebrews chapter 1.
That sounds great.
And verse 14, and we're going to talk about today, you're going to put your angels to work. We're going to put our angels to work because the angels are ready for us to put them to work. You said that in your book. You talk about that a lot in this chapter.
I'm going to read that book.
Good book. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. It says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who are heirs of salvation? Now, do you have your Amplified there? Your Amplified is right on. Yeah, there it is. Oops. Take a look at Hebrews 1. This one said, are they not all ministering spirits that are sent forth to minister to them who are heirs of salvation? And if I might, I'm going to read into chapter 2. And it says just what you're talking about. We ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
That's right. Boy, that's right. You let things slip.
In this particular chapter, they're talking about the angels. So we cannot let the fact that we have angels, prosperity angels, that are working on our behalf.
Ministering spirits.
Tell us, Gloria, Hebrews 1:14, what does the Amplified say?
Are not the angels all the angels, ministering spirits, or servants in parentheses, sent out in the service of God for the assistance of those who are to inherit salvation? How many times have the angels saved our lives?
Oh, my.
I was behind a car one day, and something happened that I don't even know what it was, and it went up on its side like this, and I was behind this person, I think a woman was driving, and I commanded it to go back down. Now, that woman doesn't know that her angels were on the job that day.
On the job. Wow.
But it went up there, and then it just went back down like that. They're there.
They are
all
there.
The time.
They're there.
And we cooperate with our angels by being obedient to the Word of God.
Right.
In other words, if you were going to talk fear and doubt, I'm so afraid of this, I'm afraid of the economy's going to fail, I'm afraid I'm going to lose my house, I'm afraid of the dark. Yeah. I'm afraid to drive. Yeah. People are afraid of all kind of things. Well, you're in fear.
Yes.
And you're not in faith. You
right.
can never be in fear right. and faith right. at the same time. But you can be in fear.
Yep.
And you can be in faith.
Yeah.
Or you can be in faith. Or you can be in fear, but you can't be in both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be in faith. Believe in the Word of God.
That's right.
Speaking the Word of God. And, you know, back in the days where we were learning these things, there were so many things, basic things that we learned from Kenneth Hagin.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken taught for many years, but you could miss those things if you weren't listening, you know.
Right.
And
right.
one of them was about your confession.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. if you yep. believe, whatever you believe in your heart from the Word of God, that's what you have to have in your mouth.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
Like, if I believe the angels are sent to minister for me, protect me, take care of me, then I can't go around saying I'm afraid. I'm afraid of a car wreck. I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid I'm going to have a heart attack. No, it won't work. I can do that, but I negate any
right.
faith for the angels. So we have to have
That's
faith.
Right. That's right.
And we have to say. What we say continually comes out of our heart. And that's where faith comes from.
They heed
faith or unbelief.
They heed the word of the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
And when we speak the word of God out of our mouths, we set our angels in motion to do whatever the word of God
that's
commands.
Right.
And you just read that from the Amplified. Are not the angels all ministering spirits or servants? They are our mm-hmm. servants. Sent out in the service of God for the assistance of those who are to inherit salvation. Well, in Galatians 3:29, if you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. We are heirs to salvation.
For instance, when the four Hebrew children were put in the fiery furnace.
Yes, that's right.
Or
that's
three,
good.
The three Hebrew
three
children.
Three Hebrew children, yeah.
And they said, is there not four in there? Who was that?
Mm-hmm.
That was their angel.
That was their angel.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
I'm stirring myself up.
We are.
Hallelujah.
We have angels.
Amen.
That are
They're
working
powerful.
For us. They are ministers of them who are heirs of salvation. So we are the heirs of salvation. And
they
what does salvation mean?
Us.
We are the heirs of deliverance. We are the heirs of preservation and soundness and prosperity. And in your book, you said you did a study on the word angel, and the word angel in the Young's Concordance is a messenger or an agent.
Messenger or an agent. Glory to God.
A messenger
I'm
or an agent.
I'm going to get one of those books, George. And, read
and
it.
You said, this was funny, because in your book you said they're part of the CIA.
Yeah.
The covenant, and you said this, the spelling is not right, but you said the covenant enforcing agents.
Yeah, that's right. That's
they are the covenant enforcing
CIA.
Agents.
That's the truth.
And say that they enforce the covenant that we speak out of our mouths, and we can release them to go and bring to us what we need.
Amen. And they preserve you. They're sent
they
to preserve you.
Us. They protect us.
They keep
us.
Your life. They protect you.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
The angels, you said the angels of God have been sent to perform whatever is necessary to establish God's covenant in the earth. That's why they're sent. That's what you said. That's
I
good.
I believe myself.
That's good.
I believe
you
myself.
You believe yourself.
Hallelujah. Excellent.
There is a scripture. You don't have to turn to this one because we're going to go to another one in just a second. But 1 Kings 19, and you have it in your notes. I was thinking about this in terms of the angels ministering to us and ministering to you. And in 1 Kings 19, it says, as Elijah lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baked on the coals and a cruse of water
Glory
at his head.
God.
And he did eat and drink. Now, that angel was ministering to him.
Yeah.
What did he need? He needed food. He needed sustenance in order to live. And so the second point that I wrote down here, this was actually an email that I received from my secretary because she was typing all these notes. And she sent a note to me and she said, Elijah was gently awakened to the scent of juniper mingled with the aroma of freshly baked pastry. What service?
Hallelujah.
What an image.
He did eat and drink.
He did eat and drink. And that is a picture of what
wow.
the angels do for us.
That's right.
What do you need? Release your angels.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What needs to come into your life? Release your angels.
Amen.
Let's look at the 103rd Psalm. Let's turn over there.
Okay, you got it stirred up.
Let's go. Let's do this. 103rd Psalm, verses 20 and 21, the angels are waiting for your command. They're waiting for us to speak the word and say, angels, according to the word of God, you go, my prosperity angels, you go and you retrieve what we need and you bring it to me now.
Cause that money to come.
Cause that money to come. And it says in the 103rd Psalm, the 20th and the 21st verses, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice
of
his word.
Amen.
So they listen to the voice of God's word. And we can speak that same word.
When we speak the word,
exactly,
they go into action.
Exactly. Bless ye the Lord, all his hosts, ye ministers of his that do God's pleasure.
Praise
God. Well, you know what? It gives God pleasure to prosper his people.
Oh, yeah.
And so the angels are sent to assist us
in that. That's the blessing.
That's the blessing. What does your Amplified Bible say of verses 20 and 21 of Psalm 103?
Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his command, who do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word.
Hearkening to the voice
That's
of his
That's what they
word.
Do.
Yep.
Bless affectionately, gratefully, praise the Lord, all you his hosts, you his ministers who do his pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless affectionately, gratefully, praise the Lord, O my
praise
soul.
God.
Hallelujah.
Now it says, bless the Lord, ye his angels. Notice that there is an S on the end of the word angels.
Yes, let's
see. We have, it's astounding, Gloria, because I got this from you. I got this off you.
Hi, I'm glad you did.
From your book, I was reading the chapter about our angels at work, and you began to list out a few scriptures, and let me just read these to you. It's in your notes. There's no shortage, you said, of angelic help. There's no shortage of angelic help. In Hebrews 12:22, it says there is an innumerable, it's a hard word to say, innumerable company.
You can't even count them.
You can't count them. In the Amplified, it says there are countless multitudes of angels.
There's no angel shortage.
There is no angel shortage.
No shortage of angel power.
In Revelation 5:11, it says, and the number of them who, the angels, was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Now, I made this copy from your book, and evidently you were talking with Hilton Sutton, great man of God.
That may have been in his book. Seemed like he did a book on angels.
It says, Hilton Sutton shared with us recently that as nearly as he can figure, that the 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands would be 100 trillion angels.
That's plenty of angels, isn't it?
A trillion is...
And most people aren't even using theirs.
That's right. That's what we're getting to. You got it right there. A trillion is a million, million, millions. 100 million in numbers is 100 with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 zeros after it.
Wow.
That's what 100 trillion angels. Now listen to this. I thought this was good. You said, I believe that is enough to establish God's covenant in the earth. There is no shortage of angelic power. Brother Sutton said, if there were 5 billion people on earth, which there are more today since that time, but if there are 5 billion people on earth and they all got saved, we would still have 20,000 angels to minister to each of us. 20,000.
George, that is awesome.
If everybody was saved.
100 trillion angels.
If half of the population of 5 billion were born again and the angels were distributed evenly, that would be 40,000 angels assigned to each heir.
Think of that.
Then you said, Brother Sutton's arithmetic helped me to realize just how many angels there are. To me, that is exciting.
Isn't that? That's exciting, and it's excessive. Glory to God. Look
that's
at the
exciting.
Angels. So no matter what we come up
yes,
with, God's
right.
got angels. That we're, you know, we're acting on the Word of God.
That's
we're believing
right.
the Word of God, confessing the Word of God, receiving it.
That's right.
There's plenty of angel power.
Now, in your book, you said the angels are just
now,
waiting.
Now, we talk about horsepower in the natural.
Oh, boy. Angel
now,
power.
Now, we're talking about
angel power. You said the angels are just waiting on our words. And then, Gloria, in your book, you used Daniel chapter 10, verse 12, Thy words were heard, and I have come for your words. Now, Daniel was talking about the angel, and the angel said, I heard your words, and I've come for them. And when we speak the word of God, the angels come for our words, and they do what we command them to do. Daniel's words put the angels to work.
Praise God.
And then you That's said right. this, Gloria, the moment you exercise faith in your covenant, the angels go to work to minister the result of your faith back to you.
Praise
you said they're available 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Your words put your angels to work, or you force them to step back. And then you said this, say, angels, go get my finances and provision and bring it back to me. And so let's do that right
All
now.
Right.
Say
Lord
this after
God.
Me, Gloria.
All
say,
right.
angels,
angels,
go get my finances.
Go get my finances.
And my provision.
And my provision.
And bring it back to me.
And bring it back to me.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus'
In
name.
In Jesus' name.
We have to put our prosperity angels
Glory
to work.
To God.
Release your angels today.
Amen.
And let them go get it.
Glory. That's great,
Praise
George.
Praise God.
George and I will be right back.
Praise God.
Speaking God's word absolutely empowers and activates angels. Angels, ministering spirits, are moving to and fro on the earth. It says that in the Bible. And what you say gives them a directive. They're just waiting to get a directive from you. So when you say, you know, I'm sowing the seed in faith that I will receive, that's like, okay, we're on it. And they go and do it. When you say, my God supplies all my needs according to His glorious riches. When you speak the word, when you speak in faith, when you make your own confession based on the word, they act with that. The angels hear it and they're like, okay, that's my directive. I'm going to do that.
God wants believers to be rich, healthy, thriving, and at peace. Prosperity is God's will for anyone who's willing to take Him at His word. Unfortunately, too many believers live in lack. They limit God to what the world says is true rather than believing God's promises. The Laws of Prosperity package is a key foundational teaching by Kenneth Copeland. This book and CD package is designed to transform your world into the reality of always having more than enough. The Laws of Prosperity provides the keys to discover your personal plan for success and confirms that God's will is abundance. You can have more than enough resources to meet every need, pay every bill, and realize your destiny. The Laws of Prosperity provide step-by-step instructions to establish the right mindset to overcome any spiritual, mental, or physical obstacle. The purpose of prosperity is to be rich in good works, share the gospel, and distribute resources to the world. Discover your place of increase today. Order the Laws of Prosperity package for just $20 and enjoy a 40% savings. Take hold of the promises of God concerning prosperity and walk in His abundance every day. For an additional discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org. Order the Laws of Prosperity package today.
You know, we were just talking about the number of angels, and we just got something right hot off the press from Brother Copeland. Oh, boy, there is no limit to the angels.
He said there wasn't any place in the Word where it ever said there was a limit, or
There's
that
no
he...
limit, that He continually creates angels.
Glory to God.
And so that's just...
So that, there is not an angel famine in the land.
There's not an angel famine at all. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. I'm so glad that we are offering this offer this week on the Believer's Voice of Victory, the Laws of Prosperity, the six CDs and the book that comes with it. I have just learned so much about prosperity from listening to these. And you know what, Gloria? We had a testimony in our church about a man who last year his business was going down, he was failing, and I encouraged the church to listen to these messages. And so he took that literally, and he has listened to the Laws of Prosperity every day since last year.
Praise
and he's
God.
Still listening to it, and his business has gone back up
flourishing.
Again.
Hallelujah.
It's flourishing.
Glory
and so
to God.
That's what happens when we listen to the Word over and over and over again.
That's right.
And that's what...
Well, you've stirred me up. You've stirred me up by reading my book to
Praise
me. Glory
God.
To God.
Praise God. And you know, we've got the Believers Convention that's coming up.
I'm telling you.
My goodness.
I think I'll preach this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, Southwest BC just around the corner, July the 4th through the 9th, and we want you to come. Believers around the world will be there, and you better be there, and we are going to try to overdose on the Word.
Praise God.
We have Super Kid Academy for our children from 6 to 12, the 1440, 13 to 18. Bring your children, your grandchildren, and get them full of the Word of God. Hallelujah. And it wouldn't hurt you to get some Word yourself. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
I love the convention.
Me too.
And this year we're having one big convention.
Yep. Yep.
Everybody's going to be there. So you come
come
be with
home.
Us. For more information about that, go to kcm.org. I don't know about you, but I've enjoyed hearing about this prosperity message that George has been sharing with us. So don't miss it. Tomorrow is day 9. And it's what it will take to prosper in these times. Aggressive faith.
Now that's what we're going to talk about, taking it.
We're going to take it.
We're going to take it tomorrow.
Glory to God. George and I'll see you then. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries' prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.